We are on Chaf Tes Siman Aleph. Good morning, everyone. Boker Tov. Chaf Tes Siman Aleph. We are up to the two dots, which is about 15 lines from the top of Chaf Tes Siman Aleph. Hani Shiva de Shabbat Kenegan Mi. So we discussed on the past few weeks, when it comes to the Shemona Esrei, the significance of why there's 18 brachos or 19. So now the Gemara discusses that there are other times in which we don't have 19 brachos, such as on Shabbos. On Shabbos we only have 7 brachos. We always have the same 3 brachos before and the same 3 brachos after. That formula always remains the same. It's only that which is in the middle which changes. So on Shabbos there's only one bracha in the middle, which makes for 7. So he says, well, Kenegan Mi, what is the reason why we have 7 on Shabbos? So one would immediately think it's because there's the seventh day of the week. It would make more sense that way. The Gemara doesn't give that approach. On Chaf Tes Siman Aleph, the Pai 2, that's about 50 lines from the top. So, Hani Sheva de Shabbat Kenegan Mi. So, Amar Rav Chalafta ben Shaul Kenegan Sheva Kolos Sheomer David Al Hamayim. Very interesting that for some reason there's a direct connection to the 7 times which David HaMelech in Sefer Tehillim, as Rashi quotes, it's Kapitel Chavtes, if you study Kapitel Chavtes, you would see the Mizmor Kol Hashem Al Hamayim, that there's some connection between water and Shabbos, and whatever exactly that is, but there's the 7 times that it mentions the word kol in that paragraph is the reason why when it came to the Shemona Esrei, it was instituted on Shabbos 7 brachos.
Does that have anything to do with Hoshana Rabbah being the 7th day also as we move water?
That's a good point. I'm not sure. There's probably some connection in that way. But it's just very interesting, and certainly it's worthwhile studying that paragraph, which is Kedai just to see for a split second, for those that have their Tehillim handy, which I haven't looked at yet, but there has to be some connection in this pasuk, this paragraph, Pitul Tehillim, Pitul Chavtes, to Shabbos. And it's not a very lengthy Kapitul Tehillim, but it does Mizmor LeDavid Havu. Right. It says in Rashi, it's Mizmor. What Mizmor does Rashi quote it as? Mizmor Kol Hashem Al Hamayim. Right. It's interesting. That's why it's called that. It's called Mizmor Wadavid Hol Hashem Bnei Eliyim Hamushim Kavod Ba'oz. So that Kapitel Tehillim is why we say 7. So what is the significance of this particular Kapitel Tehillim? So we already said on the previous Amud, Kapitel Chaf, the same paragraph of Havu Hashem Bnei Eilim, which is, right? That is, this paragraph is connected to the whole Shemona Esrei in general. Right, the 18 times, or 19 times Hashem's name is mentioned. So the source of Shemona Esrei is this paragraph. That's the source of Shemona Esrei, as we said. If you study it, all the brachos are found in this paragraph. So on Shabbos, in which we, for Oneg Shabbos, we don't want you to have to daven all 19 brachos, which is an avoda, it's a tircha, it's a tremendous effort. So they make the Shemona Esrei shorter, so they still need to some source as to why it should be 7. So in this paragraph, it says the word Kol 7 times, the voice, the Kol Hashem. So therefore, for that reason, it said 7 times. So it's interesting. I don't know why Rashi calls this Kapitel Tehillim Al Hamayim, which that's not even the beginning of this sentence, right? It's somewhere in the middle. Kol Hashem Al Hamayim.
That's the first Kol.
It's just the first time it says the word Kol.
That's his reference in the Gemara, is that 7 Kolos.
Right. So in that Kapitel of Mizmor LeDavid, the first time it says it is Kol Hashem Al Hamayim. All right, fine. So that's the reason why Rashi brings it down that way. But at least now it makes a little bit of sense why it's that particular Kapitel Tehillim, because that's where the Shemoneh Esrei on the week is based from that paragraph. So we borrow a different language of Kol when it comes to Shabbos. Obviously, think about the connection between Kol, which is a voice, to Shabbos. What is the connection in that? There's no Mefarshim that I saw anywhere on that on this significance. Let's move on. The next one is much more obvious. In the Gemara, when it says, Hani Tisha the Rosh Hashanah Keneged Mi. Why on Rosh Hashanah do we have nine brachos? So we have, in other words, we'll have the three and the three on the sides, and we have three brachos in the middle, in the Shemoneh Esrei. So Rashi said, the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yitzchak, Demin Katrigan, he says, Keneged Tisha Azchara Shemar Chana B'Tfil Asa. So there's some connection of Rosh Hashanah to Chana. We know that we read about Chana in the Haftorah on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So since Chana's heartfelt tefillah was such a powerful tefillah, so we also want that tefillah of a very heartfelt tefillah on Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara says there's even a greater connection between Chana and Rosh Hashanah. As the Gemara says, the Amar Rosh Hashanah nifkida sara. Rachel v'Chana. So you had all these women who were incapable of having children. Sarah, which we read about also in Rosh Hashanah, Hashem pocketed Sarah. Rachel, we don't read about, but Chana, we certainly do, in the Haftorah, also on the first day of Rosh Hashanah. So on Rosh Hashanah, Hashem remembered not just Sarah, Hashem pocketed Sarah. Not only did Hashem remember Sarah, and that they conceived, also Rachel and Chana. So therefore, since we have this tefillah, that if a person davens with kavana, tremendous kavana on Rosh Hashanah, similar to Chana, even a person who is destined to not be able to have a child, someone who's barren, incapable of having a child, nonetheless Hashem is able to change that terrible gezerah to the good, so to us. And therefore that's the reason why Dafka we choose nine brachos, so that we can remember and tap into that emotional connection of the tefillah that Chana had when she was praying for her child. Hani esrim v'arbat the tanisa keneged mi. It's also interesting on Rosh Hashanah. We blow the shofar, which is connected to Sisra, who's also a mother. It's all connected. It's all mother figures, and that she was crying also about her child. Not to have a child, but the loss of her child that died on the battlefield, right? But we see the same concept of the heartfelt prayers and tears of women for their children, which is like an ultimate level of kavana, and that's what we tap into on Rosh Hashanah with the shofar and with the davening, with the specific nine brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Hainu, so hani esrim ba'arbet nisa kenegan mi. Now this is not something we're very familiar with. However, there are times in which the Shemoneh Esrei is not 18 brachos, but 24. In the Gemara in Tainus, as one can imagine, is the source which discusses these six extra brachos that are which are added on to the regular Shemoneh Esrei, specifically on a time in which there is no rain, and they tried all different types of things. They shut down storehouses, they fasted, public fast, they wore sackcloth to a certain point, that they just decide to go into a public street, to the square, and they are involved in this special 24 brachos. Why 24? So Rav Chalav Kenegi Chavdal Ranai Shiamer Shlomi B'Shoshin Shehichnes Aron Beis Kodesh Kedoshim. That when Shlomo HaMelech finally constructed the first Beis HaMikdash, and he wished to do something unusual by bringing in the Aron HaKodesh into the Kodesh Kedoshim, he prayed 24. It's 24 runanos, 24 cries, 24 praises to Hashem. So therefore, because of that, Hashem listened to this prayer. So too, when it comes to a tainus, which we need Hashem to listen to our tefillos, so we have 24 brachos. So yihachi kol yom enaminemu, we should also say 24. Why do we have 18 brachos? If Hashem listens to the 20 something special about 24, then our Shemoneh Esrei should also always be 24. So where it says, Amos, Aminu Shlomo b'yom d'rachmi, Ananami b'yom d'rachmi yarmulhu. When did Shlomo Melech choose to say 24 brachos. He didn't do this all the time. There's 24 rananos. Only a time which he needed abundant rachman. He needed extra compassion from Hashem. As we'll just see in Rashi what that was. So ourselves too. We're not going to always need tremendous rachman from Hashem. Extra compassion. Only when extra compassion is necessary, like when there's a famine, there's no water, there's a drought, that's when we need to this special formula of 24. Look at Rashi. Rashi says Biyomi Durachmi. When is Biyomi Durachmi? What were these days in which there was such a need for rachmim, compassion? Shehusrich levakish rachmim. It's brought down in Navi that he needed special rachman from Hashem. Shedovku she'arim zebezeh. The gates in which separated, or this curtain that separated the Kodesh, so the Kodesh HaKadoshim in the base of Mikdash, they were stuck together. And in order for the base of Mikdash to function, you need the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he couldn't get the gates open. And you can just say on a very simplistic level, they were stuck together. But they weren't stuck together. It was a spiritual punishment that, as though the Klai Yisrael weren't at that point fit to be able to have the Kodesh HaKadoshim intact, the Beis HaMikdash intact. And it was only after being mispalel that Hashem allowed the Beis HaMikdash to function.
And mentioning David HaMelech.
And some people say that's the reason why they call it Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis LaDavid. That it's also with the schus of David HaMelech, even though he himself couldn't build it, but his son did, right? It was with his schus, right? So perhaps this inyan shows that if Hashem would just allow the Beis HaMikdash to be built, so you have a contract or it's built, no big deal, then people would not necessarily show their appreciation for it. But instead, what Hashem wished was to show it's not so easy, and only with heartfelt tefillos will Hashem allow the Beis HaMikdash and all of its glory to function. And so too, when it comes to our tefillah, sometimes Hashem's not going to just easily allow it to rain. Hashem is longing for our tefillahs to show that we really appreciate the bracha that He gives us in this world, and for it to rain only after we're mispalel. And that's going also based on what we said before, of how Sar Rachel Chana were answered. How is it possible that we have among the Imaos, the four matriarchs, that three of them, it mentions Chana, but we also know Rivka, even though Rivka was, it doesn't mention that Rivka was answered in Rosh Hashanah, but all these women were not able to have children. These are the greatest women, greatest people ever walked the face of the earth. And the idea is the same thing, is that only with our tefillah, Hashem longs for our tefillah so that we should truly appreciate the bracha of children and the bracha of the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the end of the all the tefillos. Now what we're going to be spending a significant amount of time on is a tefillah which we may not be familiar with because we don't necessarily have it, but it's the tefillah of Havinenu. And we're going to be seeing an entire almost an entire siman in Shulchan Aruch discussing this inyan. So we're now up to the first medium-sized line. Of Yeshua Omer Me'ein Shimon Esver. The Mishnah on the previous Amud on Chav Chesam with Beis said whether or not a person should always daven the Shimon Esrei. Rabbi Gamliel said every day b'chol yom v'yom mispal adam Shimon Esrei, and Rabbi Yeshua came up with this answer of Me'ein Yud Ches, that you should say this abridged Shimon Esrei. So now the Gemara wonders what exactly is Rabbi Yeshua referring to when he says an abridged Shemona Esrei. My Me'ein Shemona Esrei. What exactly does this mean? So Rav Omer, Me'ein Kol Bracha Bracha. Rav says that it's referring to taking every bracha and making it shorter. If we look in Rashi, Me'ein Kol Bracha, Omer Bekoitzer. You should say each one Bekitzer, shortened and abridged. So we're not familiar with this nusach because we don't paskin like this, but apparently instead of a longer paragraph, 19 paragraphs, we just make each paragraph like a sentence or so. But that's not what we're going to be focusing on. We're going to be focusing on that which we do paskin like, the opinion of Shmuel. Shmuel Omer Havinenu. It's just simply known as Tefillas Havinenu. Tefillas Hamineinu is similar to on Shabbos that there are seven brachos. We cannot change the first three brachos. We can never change the last three. But instead of the brachos which are in between, which are 13 brachos in between, instead we'll only have one. And the bracha will be Tefillas Hamineinu. What is the nusach of Tefillas Hamineinu? And if we're not familiar with it, it's probably because we haven't said it too many times. And we'll see why not at the end of this Gemara. Havineinu Hashem Elokeinu L'dasar Achecha. So Hashem, make us that we should know your ways. So you'll see that each part, even though it may be only a couple of words, is connected to the order of the Shemoneh Esrei that we know it. So the first paragraph of Atachonin L'adam Das is L'dasar Achecha. Hashem, we should know your way. Omolus L'vavenu L'yorsecha. And that we should circumcise our hearts, that we should change our hearts for those who fear you, which is the next paragraph of the Shemoneh Esrei. And then, when it comes to Slach Lanu, when we ask for, when we clap al chet in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, but Tislach Lanu Lios, that we should be forgiven, Lios Goalim, so that we should be redeemed, which is the next paragraph of Goal Yisrael, Goal Yisroa, that Hashem will in the future redeem Klal Yisrael, V'rechaknu Mimakoyvenu, that we should, Hashem should distance us from any illnesses and sicknesses. So that's the paragraph for Fuenu, Bedashnenu, Benos Artsecha, that Hashem should bless the richness your land, which is the paragraph of Baruch Aleinu, which we ask for prosperity and wealth. And if it's a Seinu Miarba Tikabetz, that Hashem should gather us up from the four corners of the earth, which is the next paragraph. The Toim Al Datecha Yishbetu, that the way that Rashi interprets these words is that for those people who are toim, who make a mistake, that you should give us the knowledge and foresight to do tshuva, so that Yishpatu, you'll be able to judge us in a favorable manner. V'al, which is Melech Olhev Sadach Mishpat. V'al harishoyim tanif yadecha, as far as the wicked, which is the paragraph in which Shmuel HaKatan instituted, they should be, Rabbi Malshinim, the wicked people should be lifted. You should lift up your hand up against them, like to strike them down. And in contrast, V'yisbechu tzadikim, the paragraph of Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim, that's the next paragraph. V'vinyan yirecha, v'signan hichalecha, v'smichas keren l'david avdecha, v'yarichas ner l'ven yisha v'shichecha. So then it continues about Yerushalayim, and then Esamach David, and then afterwards, the last paragraph of Shema Kaleinu, which is the generic paragraph of Hashem answering all of our tefillos, Terem Nikra Atos Ena, that before we even call out to you, you should answer us. And we conclude, as we do conclude, that generic bracha, Bracha Hashem Shemet Tefillah, Hashem should listen to all of our tefillos, which is why we end off the tefillah, the second of the three parts of the Shemoneh Esrei, in that generic fashion, that all the tefillos, all the things we're asking for Hashem should answer. So, it sounds like a very nice thing. We can just simply take the very long Shemoneh Esrei, and now we can just shorten it up, and we'll be able to have a shorter davening. However, Abaya doesn't like this idea. Laid ala Abaya, aman dematzli havineinu. Abaya would curse any person that would say the tefillah of havineinu. Now, what does that mean? If, after all, Shmuel instituted, Rabbi Yeshua said that it's something which is okay, and Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah also said that if the tefillah is not shigur b'fiv, if you don't have it flowing out of your mouth, then you should say havineinu. How could he just curse people haphazardly like that? So if you look at the very top Tosfos, Tosfos says as follows, Laidala baya abman dematzli havineinu, says Tosfos, v'hachi kaimalon. And this is actually what we paskin like, that you're not allowed to say havineinu. But yesh svarim, and we'll see this in halacha a little bit today and then further next week, the yesh svarim, demasik, they're those svarim that have the conclusion that hani mili b'masa. The only time that Abaya would curse you is if you're in your city. If you're in shul, you're in town, and you have no excuse to say havineinu, then if Abaya would hear you saying Avinenu, he'd be offended by it. Well, wouldn't daven the regular Shemoneh Esrei? Spend more time daven each paragraph of the Kavanah that it deserves. Aval b'derech shari. But if you're on the road, it is possible you can get disturbed by the ovri drachim, the people that are passing you by, then it's permissible. And who gave the heter that it's permissible? Eliyahu Hanavi. Kinemashma b'mechilten gabi Rabbi Yossi. And it says in the Mechilta by Rabbi Yossi. And if you look in the Tosfos, it has the Aleph in parentheses, which brings us to the Hagos HaBach. The Bach is going to tell us where this source is found, even though the source of Shas generally helps us out with that. The Bach tells us that's Le'el b'Perakama, before this Perak, it's in Perakama, the first Perak in this Masechta, Daf Gimel. And if you recall, way back when, only a few years back, on Daf Gimel, there was a story of Yossi who went into a korban, right, to a the bottom of Gimel with Aleph, a destroyed building, and Eliyahu Hanavi came, and it says that he waited for him, and he said, "What are you doing in this this destroyed building?" And he said, "I had no choice, I had to daven." So Eliyahu Hanavi himself said, "What do you mean? Right, you should have davened." He said, "First of all, you should have davened on the road." He said, "I'm nervous of the people, the Ovi Drachim." And he said, "Hoyluch alispal tefil katsara." So if you look in Rashi over there, on Daf Gilma with Aleph, Rashi says, what does it mean, a tefil katsara? A tefil katsara sounds like perhaps a tefillah in which a person says when they're in a makam sakana, which we're going to see, that's a different tefillah, which is not what Eliyahu Novi was talking about. Rashi says, if you can see this Rashi, tefillah katsara, it's in brackets. Does anyone see what it says in brackets? Havinenu. And even more interesting, Rashi helps us out. L'kaman mefarish lo, later on, this tefillah will be explained, the perek tefillah is a shachar. In the fourth perek of Masechtas Brachos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, which of course is what we're learning now. And that's what Tosfos is alluding to, and therefore he's saying, it's not possible that the Bible would just curse everyone, because after all, Eliyahu Hanavi said it's permissible. But in that situation, he was not in his city, he was on the road. And that's the reason why Tosfos says, but derech shari. Tosfos didn't just make that up, and the Sfarim didn't just make that up. It's based on that story, it's clear that Abai would not have cursed people if there was a legitimate reason to say Havinenu. And we're going to see in Halacha when there actually are legitimate times in which it can be said. But let's continue in the Gemara so that we understand when Havinenu can be said and when it may not be said. Continues the Gemara, after we now know the Nusach of the Shemana Esrei, even though it's only seven brachas, they still call it the Shemana Esrei. So, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Shmuel. So Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Kol Hashana Kula Mispal Adam Havinenu. All year round, one can say Havinenu, Chutz Memotzei Shabbos Memotzei Yomim Tovim. You cannot say this special tefillah on Motzei Shabbos. Like, why would you? It's Motzei Shabbos. You should be, you're probably not on the streets driving around, hopefully. And Motzei Yomim Tovim. But it's not because of that reason. But Mibnei Shetzarech Lomar Havdala B'Choinin Hadas. Because there's a special paragraph that's inserted, which we're familiar with, right? And that tefillah, which we add, which is connected to the Havdalah service, which they was initially they instituted because people couldn't afford wine, so they would make Havdalah in the Shemoneh Esrei because people were poor. So you can't do it. So you're going to be skipping that Havdalah service in the Shemoneh Esrei. So therefore, we cannot allow you to say Havinenu in the Shemoneh Esrei. You cannot say Havinenu on Motzei Shabbos. So we're going to see in the Ber Halacha, what's the Halacha if on a regular Saturday night a person doesn't say Atachan Antanu? You have to say the Shemoneh Esrei again? You have to say the Shemoneh Esrei if you miss Atachan Antanu on Saturday night. You don't, because you can still make up Havdalah afterwards. So the question is, what if, it's Rabbi Kiva Agras the Kash, we'll see it inside, we may not get to it today. What if a person says Havinenu, even though it's against what's being said over here, and this is actually brought down the Halacha, that you're not supposed to say it on Saturday night, because you're not going to be able to say this Havdalah paragraph. So, what if you do say Havinenu, And obviously you're not going to say the Havdalah thing, but you're Yotzei anyway, because you're Yotzei if you would say the Shmon Esrei with skipping it. So like, the question is, if you do say Havinenu the way that we read it, are you Yotzei? Because just like the Shmon Esrei, if you wouldn't have said you wouldn't have said you wouldn't have said it, so you still would be Yotzei. That's what the question is going to ask.
And you can make Havdalah later.
You can make Havdalah later, right. So the question then also is like, what's the problem?
Why isn't the first thing that he's saying as long as you have a made up Havinenu, so add in to the Havinenu,
okay, good. So now, so let's continue in the Gemara. You're right. Then now the Gemara asks that very question. Maskif la, and then I'm going to go back to another line, which I was going to say now, but let's just see the Gemara because that's the question. Maskif la, Rabba, Maskif la, Rabba bar Shmuel. V'neimer bracha revius b'fnei atzma. Why don't you just say a bracha unto itself? Have an extra bracha. Why don't you just institute it as an extra bracha? Milo tnan, do we not learn to the Mishnah? Rabbi Kiva omer amar bracha revius b'fnei atzma. Rabbi Kiva says that when it comes to the Havdalah service, we institute it as an extra bracha. Rabbi Elazar omer bahoda. Rabbi Elazar says it should be said in by modim. So where it says what? Atu kolosh anekul miavdinin k'Rabbi Kiva. What, all year round do we paskin like this, that we institute an extra bracha for Havdalah? The hashnami.